We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Emily Valdez. Our top local story, the latest on the fire emergency and evacuations in Pacific Palisades. We have in-depth team coverage, starting with KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
You've got a considerable plume of smoke that's coming up from the area of Pacific Palisades where this fire started roughly about 5.5 hours ago. That's because it's moving into very tight, narrow canyons in a very slow pace. But when it gets in there, it's got extremely dense and heavy brush that burns quickly and puts up a lot of smoke. It's also very tough for firefighters to get in there, camp crews to get in there, and even aircraft to get in there. But Captain Brandon Silverman with the LA City Fire Department says that's the only way they're going to beat this thing.
Well, it's going to be some time before we can get all of the active flames knocked down, especially because it is in very remote, rugged terrain. We're relying heavily on our aircraft right now to make those precision water drops. Fixed wing and rotor aircraft are in the area right now. With ground troops are working their way to the perimeter of the fire to work on containment lines. But like I said, in that rugged area, it's going to be very difficult work for them.
About 200 people evacuated from an 8-block stretch of Charmel Lane in the Palisades Highland just out of an abundance of precaution. The majority of those people over at an evacuation center, they may not be allowed back into the area until later tonight. Reporting live at Pacific Coast Highway and Sunset, looking at the blaze itself, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
People in the area tell KNX this one just took off and continued to keep flaring up.
This fire just seemed to come out of the blue, the clear blue sky. All of a sudden, there was a huge plume of smoke with flames threatening big homes on top of the hill.
There was no fire, and within 5 minutes, there was like 15-foot flames on the ridge.
Fire crews just bombarded the flames from the air. Ground crews were on the hillside, too, trying to knock down the fire. Finally, it looked like things had really calmed down when all of a sudden, the fire seemed to just take off again and threaten the big homes once again.
I wasn't overly worried until just walking down the hill now. Look, you can see the flames are getting bigger. They're coming down this way. You see that behind you?
I know, and we just a few minutes ago.
It looked like it was out. But that fire, look, it's right behind you. Okay, I'm going to go with my kids.
In fact, many parents rushed to retrieve their kids from Calvary Christian School as firefighters continued to try to knock the flames out once and for all. In Pacific Palisades, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, let's get the forecast in terms of the weather for the fire crews in Pacific Palisades and the fire weather we're going to be dealing with this week. Here's meteorologist Mark Thibodeau at the Weather Channel.
Well, Mike, looks like today the winds are pretty light and they're mostly onshore. So that's good news. The wind's light today. The humidity's kind of in the 20% range. 4 miles an hour, gusting to 8 Pacific Palisades right now. So not too bad. But I'll tell you what, as we go through the week, I think the winds go more offshore again, which means that they're out of the northeast. And that's not the greatest direction, because that brings the dry air down from the San Gabriels into the valleys. And that's how we get these wildfires to start. So the rest of the week does bear watching. I think this evening things will get under control, but got to keep an eye on things. The rest of the week could be looking at some more wildfire potential. Watching that very close, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mark. 90 now in Sherman Oaks, 88 in Hollywood, 85 degrees for Huntington Beach.
L.A. County has confirmed the first flu death of the season.
The person who died is described as middle-aged with underlying health conditions.
Flu varies a lot from year to year, so it certainly is not unheard of to have it this early in the season.
Dr. Sharon Balter is with the county's public health department.
Usually we say if you've gotten your vaccine by the end of October, you're in good shape for the coming year.
There were 125 flu-related deaths reported in the last season, but Balter points out not all of them get reported. It's estimated the actual number of deaths was closer to 1,500. Public health officials note kids younger than 5, adults 65 and older, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems are among those at greater risk for serious illness or death from the flu. Balter says elderly people who have serious underlying medical conditions should consider getting a high-dose vaccine. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Scientists have found the strongest evidence yet that a virus is to blame for a strange illness that has paralyzed children.
It's a mystery illness hitting kids, with the first reports of it here in California back in 2012. It starts out like any other common sickness, but then it takes a bad turn, leaving some children paralyzed. Researcher Dr. Michael Wilson is with UC San Francisco.
We found evidence for a type of virus called an enterovirus. It's not polio that's affecting these children, but it's a cousin of polio that's producing symptoms that are similar to what kids get when they get polio infection.
Dr. Wilson says this is a common virus, but for reasons researchers still don't understand, it's very uncommonly causing weakness in some children. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
Two wealthy Orange County parents flipped their pleas to guilty in the college admissions bribery scandal.
You've heard of Hot Pockets before. Well, the heiress to that company is Michelle Janovas of Newport Beach, and she admitted to paying $525,000 to cheat two kids into college, one to Georgetown, another to USC, with fake sports creds and some test cheating.
If they go to trial and lose, they will be facing years potentially in prison.
Analysis from former prosecutor Stephen Clark. Also flipping to guilty, Orange County parent Douglas Hodge, well-known former PIMCO CEO. He pleaded guilty to spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in an effort to game college admissions.
They've seen that if there's early acknowledgement of responsibility and they're contrite, that the judges are giving fair sentences in the order of weeks or months.
Hodge didn't speak, but in a statement said not an excuse, but that he did it for his kids. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.